This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
It's exceedingly rare for us to peg a story to a single member of Congress, unless his name is Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell. But these are exceedingly unusual times in Washington, which is how Congressman Pat Tiberi, Republican of Ohio, winds up on this air today. As if we needed another sign of how hard the business of governing is right now, Tiberi announced today he is leaving halfway through his ninth term. Tiberi is a senior member of the Tax Writing House Committee on Ways and Means, a guy with influence, somebody who can get things done, like, say, changing the tax code. He is also, not for nothing, the seventh Republican to leave Ways and Means this term. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
Counting Congressman Tiberi, around a quarter of the committee's Republican members are now on their way out. That qualifies as an official brain drain, says Alan Auerbach, a tax policy professor at Berkeley and a former staffer on a congressional tax committee.
Losing some of that institutional memory makes it harder for them to avoid dead ends and going down paths that didn't work before.
And the tax code is complicated. The Republicans leaving Ways and Means will be replaced with other members of Congress, but they're not likely to have the same depth of tax knowledge. In fact, they're often chosen for political reasons. Brian Riedel is another former congressional tax staffer.
Even if a member has been fundraising very well for the party, that member may want to be rewarded with a seat on Ways and Means.
But just like a well-run company, the committee has seasoned staffers who can help prop up those junior members.
It's very comparable to successful organization and companies that last.
That's Veronique DeRougie of George Mason's Mercatus Center. She says the Republican tax plan will get done, even if the committee loses more members, which it might. DeRougie says those committee members who've already taken the off-ramp said
that it just wasn't that fun anymore.
I don't need to explain why. And then there's the lure of the private sector. Congressman Tiberi is headed to the Ohio Business Roundtable, but he's not likely to lose touch with his old buddies on Ways and Means. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.